Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through chapter 10, verse 5. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from this for this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through chapter 10, verse 5. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, in our text, Paul is addressing his overall concern for those who are new in the faith and are therefore weak in understanding the pure gospel. Thus is much of the theme of this letter to the Corinthians. Paul knows that Satan, the world, and our flesh are constantly attacking the true faith and therefore unity in the body of Christ, unity in the church. Paul states just prior to our text that even as an apostle, in all of his striving for obedience, pious faithfulness, and pure preaching of the word, even through his ministry, he will only save some. Here, verses 20 to 22. From chapter 9. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. Some. Paul is not only concerned about saving some, he's also concerned about saving himself. He continues with these words immediately following, I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessing. Paul's deep concern is that the Corinthians understand the attacks of the devil, the world, and the flesh upon their own faith and salvation and upon the church in unity in the body of Christ. The church in Corinth, in selfish pride, had been torn apart. They needed the law to be brought to repentance, and so he gives them the law. And he gives it to us as well. Hear now that text again. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. For I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. So far, our text. We have all labored hard for something in life. It could be in the realm of athletics, such as the examples here of Paul. Perhaps you labored over a musical instrument or two, a new language or two, an advanced degree, or any number of important skills, goals, or projects in your lifetime. Paul uses the example of striving after a prize to teach us to examine our priorities in life. And he teaches us to ask ourselves, how often do we invest more time and energy, not only in the things of this world that are perishable, but perhaps even in earthly vain pleasure, than we do learning the Word of God, hearing it, and exercising the discipline to obey it? The church of Corinth was filled with division, pride, and in some sense with spiritual complacency. So he cites the example of our spiritual fathers, the children of Israel, leaving Egypt for the promised land. If the chosen people of God could be guilty of trying God's patience, and because of their pride and rebellion be rejected by God or severely disciplined, why could we not also fall into the same consequence on account of our own spiritual pride or complacency? With these words of warning, Paul's concern is for the very salvation of the congregation, but especially for the weak, who could be completely misguided by the pride or spiritual complacency of those who bear the name of Christ. Our faithfulness to the teachings of Christ and our spiritual piety are both a public testimony to all for whom Christ died. But Paul, in this letter, is calling out the church's concern, especially for the weak, and especially for those who do not yet know his love and need to hear of his love through the church's testimony in Corinth. Our confession of faith as the body of Christ, as the church, should never conflict with the conduct that we exhibit as individuals, congregations, or even as a church body. From the days of Alexander the Great, centuries prior to the Roman occupation of Corinth, Corinthian track events were popular. People thronged to the competition, which were aptly named agon in the Greek. These competitions in the city of Corinth, well known by the people hearing this message. Agon was the name of the event from which we get the word agony. All the athletes agonized, not only in this competition, but in their daily life of preparation. But only one won the prize, says Paul. All this agon, agony, for a perishable wreath for one and vanishing fame. How much, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how much more should we be willing to discipline ourselves spiritually, not to earn our salvation, but to give proper testimony within the church for the sake of the body of Christ, and especially for the weak in our daily life. And then again, for those who do not yet know Christ Jesus, who are watching us in our daily life and throughout our many vocations. Does our life together exhibit how unquestionably we treasure that which Christ Jesus has done for us and for all mankind to secure our forgiveness, our eternal salvation, our membership in the body of Christ with him at the head? And does that treasure on our part manifest itself in love for our neighbor, both in the church and in the public square, In these times of radical division in our country, often seeping into our congregations, we are tempted to judge one another quickly and harshly. Our political conversations bleed over into the church, and we can easily be filled with sinful pride over grave issues impacting our lives. But we're reminded by this text, and especially Paul's reference to the Old Testament children of Israel and the struggles now in that church in Corinth, that God can rightly judge us all equally as he did the children of Israel in the wilderness. It is only by God's grace and his merciful patience that we sit here today or in the comfort of our home, enjoying far more than we deserve, especially his favor in hearing his word that calls all to repent of our sins daily and believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. For only one, only he, agonized sufficiently, only one agonized appropriately, and therefore paid the full price to win the crown. Only one disciplined himself perfectly for the battle and won the prize through his full agony, crying out as our substitute, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Yet, amazingly, we by grace receive the prize. We, by faith in Jesus on that cross, are crowned, though unworthy, we're crowned victorious. We are credited with his righteousness. We are baptized into his death and resurrection. By faith in Christ and not in our own efforts, we are forgiven and embraced by God the Father as his dear children and promised the same imperishable crown and home in heaven, that crown of life. This love of God in sending his Son to be the agonizing Savior for all mankind, it constrains us, it exhorts us, and compels us. With joy, it moves us to be kind and loving to others, and yes, to sacrifice for the good of the body, but, as Paul preaches to the Corinthians and to us, especially the weak, and even more in our daily walk as the body of Christ in loving, patient testimony to those who do not yet know God's love for them in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Stephanie Wild, who serves the Lord in Puerto Rico. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.